Redevelopment isn't just pushing up housing prices in Charlotte's North End. It's also affecting small businesses that rent space in the corridor. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
City North Business Center on North Tryon Street is less than a mile from uptown in an area of old warehouses and factory buildings. Last fall, it sold for $8.8 million to a Texas developer who plans to bring new services to the neighborhood, including a brewery, shops, and offices for creative businesses. But that means dozens of current tenants, many of them black-owned businesses, have to go. That's frustrating to tattoo artist Jarrell Banks of House of Pain Tattoo Shop.
Be honest, I think it's messed up because people had established business here that was cut short at a short notice.
The tenants at City North are a mix of businesses: tax preparation, medical supplies, real estate, temporary staffing, personal care, and even old car restoration. The building also houses arts and community nonprofits. Rents here are cheap by Charlotte standards. A small office goes for as low as $400 or $500 a month, a half or a third the cost of pricier parts of town. The low rents make many of these businesses financially viable, says Christopher Dennis, who runs a real estate company and community nonprofit in the building.
For what we're paying and what we received as our rent, it was totally affordable. I couldn't have found this anywhere across town. And then on top of that, to be right in the community we're working has been a gift.
Dennis has two offices side by side, one for eFix Housing Solutions and the other for Community Dream Builders Incorporated, a neighborhood improvement nonprofit. For just $750 a month, he gets about 450 square feet, including two small offices, a reception area, and access to a conference room. Dennis says gentrification's effects on housing are well known, but he thinks the city needs to start talking about commercial gentrification too. He says some businesses may not survive losing their affordable space at City North.
Commercial gentrification does happen. There may be a lot of small businesses that just won't be able to overcome the challenge of having to relocate to a new area and find new clients.
For now, Dennis says he plans to move temporarily into smaller space nearby while he reconsiders how his business and nonprofit operate. Streamlining, he calls it. City North Business Center is in the Lockwood neighborhood, where investors have been buying both residential and commercial properties. The City North building and 7.5-acre site were sold in November to Artesia Real Estate of Austin, Texas. The company plans to rename it General Assembly and renovate the building with a mix of office and retail space. In the letter to tenants February 21st, real estate managers Cushman and Wakefield said tenants had 60 days to vacate, double what's required in leases. It recommended a broker to help find new locations before the April 30th deadline. Zandra Smith has run her medical supply company out of the building for 5 years. She says she read about the sale in the Charlotte Business Journal.
It seemed like they would have given us more notice. We've never had a meeting. We've never had any kind of real communication from the new owners.
Smith says she's found another space, but her move is complicated. She still needs approvals for her new site and said she'll have to move a warehouse full of supplies. Some tenants had only just moved in, like hemp and CBD supply company Hemp Hop. Manager Justin Henson says they pay about $475 for a few hundred square feet.
So it's pretty reasonable, but...
Where else can you find something like that?
Nowhere. I mean, to be honest, no.
Henson says the company makes deliveries around Charlotte and needs the location near I-77 and I-277. The location is exactly why investors like Artesia are targeting the North End. Nobody from Artesia was available for a recorded interview, but in a statement, the company noted that the building is in one of Charlotte's hottest and most attractive growth zones and said it wants to, quote, create a project consistent with driving economic opportunity investment in the vibrant North Tryon corridor. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.